Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of March 2016, and this is the 317th Moll Out Loud podcast. It is an absolutely exquisite day today, not too hot, just a small breeze, and the light is lovely. You can really tell that it is becoming autumn, and there are a couple of leaves that have fallen into my driveway, and I just think, yes, this is it. This is the lovely coming into myself time. And I feel so much better within myself when this happens. It's as if my skin is becoming less porous and is able to contain me better. Not so many leaks of energy in particular. So it's been a really delightful day today, and I've been on an outing with a friend of mine who has helped me remove that stash of books that I decluttered over the last couple of weeks. And so we took them down to the Red Cross. And so now I have a clear hallway and some clear shelves as well. And this friend was telling me how she was working out how to pack for a long trek, in which she had to carry her pack, and how even a few grams here and there really made a difference. We had just bought some biscuits that we both liked, and she was saying that if she managed to cut down from 3 to 2 for her lunchtime snacks on this walk, that would already lighten the load. And so she's really measuring everything right down to the slightest crumb. And it rather reminded me of editing. Editing, especially if you're writing something like a short story or anything really that has to be within a certain word limit. And if you're like me and you tend to go over word limits by quite some distance and then have to cut back, you'll recognise the similarity between the incredible kind of tweaking that has to go on to bring it down to size, but also how very satisfactory it is when you do that. And I also thought it reminded me a bit of the clearing things out as well. It's not, there aren't defined limits for me in terms of space, but there are, I guess there is a defined limit in terms of having a comfortable rather than a cluttered space. And it is by somehow having delineations like that, it makes it much easier to breathe. So I can feel the flow that's beginning to happen in my hallway because those books have been removed. Not that I want empty bookcases, but it means that I can start rationalising, I suppose, my collection, and I guess remove a few bookcases in the end rather than having empty shelves. So I really like this idea of working out how to cut things back, and I suppose defining the amount that makes a space really good to live in, or the amount that should be pared away from one's writing to make the writing flow and live and not kind of be stuffed. I'm intrigued really at the moment about how all these things seem to be geared towards a similar outcome, even though they're quite different activities. So that's really where my pondering has got me today. I hope that that flow with the decluttering continues, because I think it will have an effect on how I write as well. So we will see how this continues. I do hope that whatever you're working on, whatever project you have in mind, or however you're living your life, that you can feel this flow, that your space and time and mental space as well as physical space all have a degree of flow space within them, and that is a comfortable space. And if not, that you can see a way of easing things, untangling them, unknotting them a bit, so that you can find some air and space between the things. It is the same thing really as what I've been talking about over the last week, about trying to create spaces within my timetable. Yes, it's all pointing in the similar direction, but it takes a little while if you've spent a lifetime tangling yourself up to untangle again. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. As always, it's just really lovely for me to have you out there listening. I look forward to talking to you again on Saturday, but not tomorrow, because tomorrow is a Murmurs of Mole Day. And I do hope that the chimp picks this up today and delivers it to your email, if that is how you're listening, or that you enjoy listening to it directly online.